We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top. So we finished saying that the Sefta, the Machlokes Sefta is, if you say Toich Dibur, Kedibur Dami or not. So Gemara says, and Rav Yosi holds that it's, the whole thing goes bottled. That means he holds Toich Dibur is Kedibur Dami, and therefore, since Lamafrehu Nifsal, the whole Eidus is bottled. Freyti Gemara, Vesov Rav Yosi, Toich Dibur, Kedibur Dami, does Rav Yosi hold that Toich Dibur is like Dibur Vatanan? We learned in the Mishnah, Harezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlam. Someone says, Tumura means you take an animal, which is chulin right now, and you say, it should be like this animal, which is a carbon, either Oila or Shlamim, you say, this should be like that. Let's say you had two kabanas sitting in front of you, a Oila and a Shlamim, and you said, Harezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlamim. So which one do you mean? So Allah is Harezu Tumuras Oila. The Rabbi Meir holds, you go with twice Lashon Rishon, you go with this first Lashon is Tumuras Oila, and therefore it will be a Oila. Rabbi Yosi Omer, im lekach nesgavin metchila, if you try to say both, you couldn't say two words at one time, but you're trying to say, it should be two words or two words shlomim, it's meskayim. Hovi ef shlikos de shem kachad, that's why he said it this way, dvarv kayomim, it's mekuyim. And what do? You wait till it gets a mum, and you sell it, and you give half the money for oila, half the money for shlomim. Vim amat tmuras oila, but if he says, tmuras oila, and then he says, you know what, I'm changing my mind, vim amat tmuras shlomim. And we have a tshver, nimlach, if he changes his mind, pshita, like what's the chiddush? He just said it's oila, he'll change his mind. What's that? It's like, why should we have a mina? He should be able to change his mind. We're talking about toich ediba, he changes his mind. And we see from here that Rav Yosi holds that toich ediba lach ediba dami. Because if it was ediba, why taka can't you change? Since you change toich ediba, it does not work. Nimlach ediba does not work. So chayri, you could have changed your mind. So for the Gemara, that's the kasha. It's Tiran Vyasi. Rasi we said holds Toich Diba Kediba Dami, and here we say that if he says I raise Tumuras Oila, and then with the same second he said Tumuras Shlomim, he can't change his mind. Why not? He also Toich Diba Kediba Dami.
It's not his anymore.
What?
It's not his anymore.
No, but still, you can change it. It comes from his Diba. You know, you can be Shayal on Hektish, you know, it's not his? Because everything's telling you a Diba. Your Diba shafts the Hektish. So here, when you say Tumuras Oila, you change your mind right away. So the Dibur doesn't work. It's still his because he has changed his Dibur. The whole thing happens through his Dibur. His Chalos happens through his Dibur. So if you want to ask Akasha, the Gemara in the Dharam says, there are four things, that you can't have Toich Dibur on. The four things are Mekadesh, which means Kedushin, Gerishin, Avodah Zarah, and one more, Ayin Sham. So I forgot the other one was. But maybe Mevarach Hashem, I'm not sure. But this fourth case we can't take Dibur in the Dharam. There is a Girsa there, some say Hektish as well. Hektish and well. So that'll be a Kasha. They asked the Kasha from this Sugya on that. But Vaistoy says, even by Hektish, you have a Din Toich Dibur. Gemara is asking that. You do have a Din Toich Dibur by Hektish. And Akaponim, and it won't be Chal. That's the question. Well, Akaponim, the Kasha, the Egar Sugya is that we see over here, he doesn't hold Toich Dibur. Gemara answers, he does hold Toich Dibur. Like we see in that bright study with the Batuk's about the Kula. Amri, Trey Toich Dibur Hava. Su type of Toich Dibur. Chak de Shilas Talmud the Rav. When the Talmud says hello to the Rav. Vachad, Kede Shilas Rav Talmud. The Rav says hello to the Talmud. Kiles Rabbi Yosi, Kede Shilas Talmud the Rav. The length of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Vemari, or some have a gear, so only Rebbe, that he doesn't hold of. The Nafish, that's too long. But Shalom Alecha, he does hold of it. As long as you start the Eidus Ticha within the Shalom Alecha of the Eidus Kedeva, that's called Toich Dibur. And that he agrees to that, Toich Dibur. So he holds Toich Dibur when it's short, it's two words. When it's three words, there, that's Toich Dibur, that he doesn't hold of. I in the Mishaburu, how he passed him, all Toich Dibur. He finally passes in Shalom Alecha Rabbi, but like upon him, in any case, this is the Machlokes over here. This is the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi holds of Toich Dibur in the Brisa before, and in this Brisa he holds not like that. This Mishnah holds not like that. The Chilik is what the length of a Toich Dibur was. Here we're talking about it was too long. Over there we're talking about it was shorter, and there he does hold. You could change your mind within the time frame of Toich Dibur. I never heard of a Sukhba Zimba Gabi Dabi Khoizar and Shayla, but like Kedushin you have to do my Zinya. I'm sure you have a Sukhba Zimba by Hektish or changing your mind. A Sukhba Zinya, I'm not sure you have to change your mind. Maybe you do, but you have to show me from where. I know a Sukhba Zinya when it comes to Kedushin. When I'm here at Kedushin, that you have a Sukhba Zinya. There's no din that if you change your mind, you know, certain things when you say a bracha, let's say, you said the wrong bracha. You said, Roife, whatever, Bachabasa, Filasa, is on Barachalena, right? You're not Yaitse. But if you change it right away, you're Yaitse. But I'm not sure if you're Sukhba Zinya, then you still can change your mind. I'm not sure, maybe, but I'm not sure. Akaponim, that's the din of Tarchid Yediva. Zogtum Mara Vaita. Omar Rava. A new Gemara a little bit. I'm saying Vaita with Edim Zoymim, a little bit of new Gemara, not Ed Zoymim Lafreya. Omar Rava. Edim, in the middle of the Omar Dain, Gimel on base. Omar Rava. Edim, Shehokashu, Vilabisoyf, Huzmu. If you have Edim, that the end, you know, he started unraveling very, very quickly, and then it's completely unraveled. What happened? The Edom walk in and say that Reuven killed Shimon. Okay? Another Edom come in and said Reuven did not kill Shimon. It was not Reuven. And then, a few minutes later, Edom come in and say, you Edom, you with us, the ones who said that Reuven killed, said you with us somewhere else. So it started off as Achasha, and then it ended as Zom. What's the Shaila? Lemai said that Edom wasn't going to be good Edom. There was Achasha there. So now they got Edom Zaymin, now Edom Zaymin, what's the halacha? Like, does Edom Zaymin? Remember, the case is like this, that we'll give the Edom a name, Yisachar and Zvulun, I say, okay? The Edom walked in, Yisachar and Zvulun walked in and said the Reuven killed Shimon. And it was Paskin like that. Then another two Edom came in and said that Reuven did not kill Shimon. So we had to put the execution on hold now. We put it on hold now. No, Mrs. Bezdin, we're putting it on hold. Then Edom came. What? They're not apostle. They're Shakasha. They're not apostle yet. No, they're Shakasha. They're Shakasha. So you can't use them anymore. It's on hold, everything. Now, Edom said that Yisachar and Zvulun with us somewhere else. So do they become Edom Zayman now? What's the Shaila? On one hand, there's a Gemara Din day them, so they get Chiyav Misa, so Edom Zayman, Kasha Zaman. On the other hand, Lemaisa, at one point, they already got Hakasha. So Shaila is there a Din of Edom Zayman on this? So Rava says, yes. Edom Shehokashu V'Shayf Hozmu Ne'eragim. Why? The Achashra Tiras Azama. It's the beginning of the unraveling of the Edom. The Achashra was the beginning of the Azama. Also Nikbro. We didn't finish destroying their Edom, but we started it off. So Avadi says that it is you could have Azama, even though at one point there were unviable Edom. But still, the halacha is that still there is Azama over here. So Amar Rav, I'm not Amin Allah. How do I know my halacha? So we're going to start Rava's Raya, the Tanya. We'll see how far we get into it. Hopefully we'll get to the end of it. If not, we'll have to continue next year. Amar Rava, no Amila. The Tanya with the Abraisa. Now we know as Halacha that if you knock out the Eved's Shein, his tooth, his adult tooth, or his eye, he goes free. That's the Halacha. Now let's say you knock out the Eved's tooth, and then you knock out his eye. What's the Halacha? It's like scot-free, he goes out free, for sure. He knocked out his tooth. What about his eye? The halacha is you had to pay for the eye, because now he's a Ben Chayim ready. And don't say it goes together, you pay. Now, it's better for the Adoin if you give him a good clap. If he knocked out his eye first and then his tooth, he's better off. Why? Because he goes out with the eye and the tooth is much cheaper. The eye is much more expensive. So that was the story over here that we have. Omar of Namila, time with the bride, some of the day, Nuba Ish Pliny. We're saying Eidos on this Ruvain, Shesima, saying Avdoi, he knocked out his Eved's eye, the Hippel, she knocked out his Eved's tooth. Sharia Rav Oimikin, and the Rav, which means the master, he's like, he likes that side. He's very happy with that one. Venimtsu, now we have to know why he's so happy. Lachaira, he's losing his Eved. We'll have to know why he's so happy. It's one of the questions. So Rav again, Rav is saying, yeah. Venimtsu Zaymim, turns out that these Eidim were Zaymim in. Mishalmin me ayin le'eved. You paid it me ayin to the eved. Remember, here he said the ayin was first and then the shein. So he says you pay the me ayin to the eved. That's the halacha. What? Nimtzu zaymin. What? It became zaymin. We have Edom. Edom said that Reuven knocked out his eved's eye, then his eved's tooth. Then he found out that he was lying. He's lying. Finished. So you pay. Yeah, everything. The whole day is lie. Yes, you ask a quick question. The Mara's going to ask you a question in a second. Whatever your question you think of, the Mara's going to ask. But it says you pay the Dmei Ayin Le'Eved. So Mara's a Hechidami. Ilem Kiritani Le'Kadachmina. If it's exactly what it says, that there was Edom that said that he knocked out, that Reuven knocked out his Eved's eye, then his Eved's tooth, and that's it. And then became his Eved. Meshalman Dmei Ayin Le'Eved. Bosa Mafgila Cheres Be'ene Kaboy L'Shtumei. Why'd she pay Dmei Ayin Le'Eved? Like, they're trying to help the Eved out by making him go free. Why do you see, like, you're trying to lose the eye? Like, what are you talking about? They're trying to help the Eved out. Where's the chiyuv to the Eved to pay for his eye? They were trying to get him free. He wasn't free yet. Va'oid, the meikul Eved l'rav boy l'shtumei. Av the rabbi. You should pay the entire value of the Eved to the rabbi. What are we trying to do? You're a false Edom. The Eved is mom is part of, is a regular Eved over here. You're trying to get the Eved free. So how are you telling me that over here you should pay money to the Eved, you should pay money to the Adon, to the master. You're trying to get the Eved free and the Eved wasn't free. The Rav's not so happy about this. He doesn't want to lose his Eved. What's going on here? Something missing here. We're missing something in the case. Elalav, Zokt Rava, you know what must be the case? We're missing a case. Elalav, the case was, can go also be trade. Two Eden came first, Omar, Hippel Ashinoi, Vesima is Enoi. The boy in Mesiv lay Harav, Dmei Enoi. The first set of Edom came, and this Edom wasn't Mekom Zayim, according to Rav in this case. First Edom said that Hippel Shina V'Sima Einai. And we're going to do that. Meanwhile, the Rav was getting his millions ready. He lost his Eved, and he has to pay $1 million for the Ayin. Okay, he was very upset about this. Oh, V'Aso V'Trei Mitzayin, and two Edom came, the second pair, V'Amba, no, Einai V'Hadu Shinai. That was the opposite order. The Leboyim Mesiv Leod Mei Shinai. He wants to give Mei Shinai. Oh, the Kamakash Le, Kamayla Mitzayin, because the now here comes out the first Edom are not are really not like the second Edom, they're steered to each other. But Vahainu Sharer Rav Amakin, Nichle Ma'ad Kamri, he's very happy the second Edom came. The Evel Taka go free because the Moshav Evel goes free, but I only have to pay for a tooth. That's all I have to pay because the Lemaisa, the second Edom is saying it was less and he's very happy about that. So Rav Amakin, Viktani, and it says, Venimsu Zaimim, then it turns out this second cat is Zaimim. Why? Because he was trying to lose the Eved's payment, $1 million he was supposed to give his Zion. But what do you see? Now, the second cat is paying money, right? Why is Edom Zayman? It's ready achash on them. It was ready achash on them. So why are they paying him Zayman? Shema mino achash or tchilas hazama. There's actually an aura in this. If you think of it good, the more will ask later. But there's a little bit more saying, well, it's achash over here. The first cat is steered with the second cat. What, the second cat becomes Zayman, they pay money. You see, Hachosha Tchilas Hazama. That's what you see, Hachosha Tchilas Hazama. Again, the case is the first cat, first group says, he knocked out his tooth and then his eye. He has to pay $1 million to Evan. The Odin has paid Evan $1 million. The Odin is like very upset about this. Another peer Adis comes and says, no, it was the opposite order. First the Ayin, then the Shane. Oh, the Rav is all excited because he has to free the Evan anyway. Now he's paying less money. Then it turns out the second cat is Zaymim. The halacha is, second cat pays $1 million to the Eved because he wanted to make him lose. That's the story here. So what do you see? Even though it's Achosha, because you have two kitas. So it's a riot to Rava. Rava says, I have a riot to myself. Achosha to Tchilas Hazama. What?
Who's that Achosha
on the second Eved? Because he might see in the second Eved. Because the second Eved is B'chlam HaSayimon, he's saying. Because the first, the two cut are steered to each other.
Yeah, but the second
aid is making it less. I know, yeah, I'm saying making it less. You mean to say? What do you mean? Less would be the opposite order.
Not
that's called chasuv. That's called chasuv. Two aids is called chasuv. Which one comes first? That's cool. They're steering to each other. Which one's saying the truth? I don't know. Both kasher aid them. They're both steering. So that's not the kasher. The kasher is the dollar amount is the kasher. But we have to wait till Gemara later on to ask the kasher. But they're really simple. It's very simple. They're a chasher here. It could be understood in a simple level. There's a chasher over here. And a chasher to a zama. You see the story isn't there? That's Rava's right. Om Abaya. So Abaya says, Loi. Abaya says, no, it's not a right. I'm going to tell you a different shot. This is called the Resha. I'm going to tell you a different shot. Da'afchinu va'azminu. The case, according to Abaya, was there was only one set of Edom. Okay? The Resha was that the Edom say that Sima Einai Vehippel Shinoi. That's what he says. Sima Einai Vehippel Shinoi. That's what the Edom say. And there's a Shverkite in the Harav Oymekain. That's a little bit Shver because why is he saying that? We'll have to talk about that soon. Why is there only one pair of Edom? It's not going to be a Rav Oymekain. Why would the Rabbi be so excited to get his Eved free? But he's happy about this because it's only a shame. And then Edom's Oymekain came and say, you guys are lying, and the truth is the opposite. So there, since the Edom Zayim say you're lying and the truth is the opposite, that first came the Shein and then the Ayin, so then you have to pay to the Eved because it turns out the Edom Zayim is saying you're Edom Zayim and you were saying not the truth because the way is the opposite, so it turns out you have to pay the Eved. You were making the Eved lose money. The Eved lose the Ayin because they said Einoi and then Shinoi. It really was the opposite. So the new Edom came and said you're saying wrong and you're Edom Zayim. Memai. So how do I know that we're not talking about an extra set of Edom? Rav is not talking about an extra set of Edom. And he brought a riot to that. One of the riots was Rav Oymekain. So how do I know that? The Sefer Mefer Chavah Zama, since the Sefer could be Zetzdain without an extra cut of Edom, so Reisha not Mefer Chavah Zama, so Reisha also Mefer Chavah Zama. The Reisha is just one we just learned. And that was saying could be Mefer Chavah Zama. So we're saying, since the Sefer could be like that, the Reisha is also. What's the Sefer? The Ketani Sefer. The Sefer says, Midenu es ish ploinish hippel shein avda. Here the case was, the Edom that came, let's say Bizaimim, they said that the first was the Shein, and then there was the Ayin. Vesima is Einai. Shari Eved came. The Eved wants this. This is what Eved wants. This Eved wants no matter what. Even if it's one cut. He's getting free and he's getting $1 million. And turns out there was Zaymim, Meshalman, Dmei Ayin, LeRav. He paid $1 million to the Rav. So what's the case over here? So what's the case? Hechidam. If the Edom Zaymim don't agree at all to this injury, so that means that if the first Edom are false and there's no Edom that you did anything, so then you're staying at Eved. So you have to pay the entire value of the Eved to the master, not just the Mei Ayin LeRav. You have to pay the entire thing. Ela Pshita, the Kamoida Kulabach Vachaval, everyone's Moida, but the Rafina Vazminu. And the case was, all you did is turn it over. So what Abaya is saying is, the Sefer is talking about only one Kat of Edom, then the Edom Zayim come. The case was that Edom walked in and said that the Odoin knocked out his tooth and made him blind. This is like the prime thing for the Eved. He goes free and gets $1 million. Edom Zayim say, no, you guys are with us somewhere else. And the true story is, Sima Enoi, then Hippol Sheinoi. So here, You have to pay the price of the Odoin the $1 million to the Odoin. But of course it goes free. So Abaye is saying, since the Sefer is talking about there was no Akasha, so Reish was no Akasha. And if Abaye and Reish is talking about a case where the Edom said Ayin then Shein, and the Edom said it was the opposite, so you have to pay for the Eved, because it turns out you wanted to cause a loss to the Eved. You wanted to cause a loss to the Eved. That's the way Abaye says. No Akasha over here. And therefore it's not a Raya to Rava, because we're not doing a chash over here. So Moses just has to analyze, finish up this pshat l'fi Abaya, what we're talking about. Vehechidami, going back on the Reisha or the Sefer. Vehechidami, idukam achrei achuri hane basroi. If the Kamoi said, the first Edom said it was on the first day, and the second Edom said it was on the second day, was the Maisa, and it was the opposite also. That's the case. Idukam achrei achuri hane basroi. When the new Edom is coming and saying that it's your Zayman, and this happened the next day. So the first guys still have to pay then the whole price of the Eved, more than just, let's say, the Me'enoi or to the Adoin. You pay everything. Why? Because the case was, he didn't pay today. You said he did it on Sunday, and Sunday wasn't free yet. So you wanted to free us ever on Sunday, Kat may ever rabba yishlume. The Mikhaive Lagavra Kati Gavra Lava Khyuviu. Because when you Mikhaiv the master to free him and pay, he's not a Bachyuvia. Ella the Koy Maktigam Kadume, Hani Basrai. That they're saying it was even before that. It was even before that Sunday. But the Marstal is a kasha. Read Loyama Bedin, but let's say he did his taka injury on Friday, before the Sunday. But if it's never Amar Davdin, so then he still could be Moida. The halacha is, Rashi says, that if the guy, the master goes and he's Moida that he knocked out his Shein V'ayin, he doesn't have to give him free. It's a knas. That's what Rashi says.
He doesn't have to pay him the
V'ayin
or either.
He says, V'cheris the Shein V'ayin knasu, Rashi says. The cheris is a knas. He doesn't pay anything. He has to pay for the... He's potter. He might in the cheres. May has to pay for the iron a little bit, but he doesn't care about that. He has, as long as he doesn't send him free. So he said, "Was loyam advin a kat be cool ever by the rabbi shlume because he's making him free." The kat gavul b'chayev. Ella, the Gemara says, "The amad v'din." The case was here that he did the story last week and he went to Bez Din. It was amad v'din and they m'chayev him. We're not sure what happened there. What he knocked out, the shein or the iron or the iron or the shein. And the first pair Adam said, "Let's say sima einay v'hippol ashinay." So which means that. In that case, the master's happy about it. He only pays Shein. Then the Edom Zayim come and say, no, it's the opposite. So there you have to pay the Dmei Ayin to the Eved. The safe for the case was that really the story was, no, the Edom can say that he knocked out the tooth and the eye, and the Zayim said, no, the story is really the opposite. So there you have to pay the price of the oi to the odoin. But either way, he would have gone free anyway because he was amad within already and we knew he was free. So the whole shaila was, what was first, the oi or the tooth? And that's the shaila. But right now what we're holding is that a buyer's learning case is not a chasha. Only one pair of edim. And the edim's even came and then switched the story. According to Rava, we're talking about a case of a chasha. And one of the raya's words to Rav was, Sherei Rav Oimekain, when one peer of Edom come, Shred says, Rav Oimekain, that's a raya a little bit to Rav, talking about Akasha, and we'll continue tomorrow about Rav's Shita of Akasha.